Welcome to the mini course, 9 Ways to Build Others Up. Today we're going to talk about taking this one step further. Become a recognizer of positive traits. We talked about that last time. And accomplishments. And here's the added, and open doors for others. Point out people's good traits to others behind their backs and in front of them. Introductions and greetings are important. Proverbs 27, verse 2, let others praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. So, you're in the discipline of seeing the positive traits and attributes, and you see them, you notice them, you share those positive traits with people and the relationships you have with them. But then, to take that one step further. So that discipline of positive regard to see others as creations of God, that discipline gets applied to others. Let's go back to the slide and look at this one more time. Open doors for others. What does that mean? Well, yes, open doors. Okay, husbands. Open the door for your wife. Open the door of a home. When you see others, be the one that runs ahead and opens the door. Do you know what you say by opening the door for others in a very physical and tangible way? You say, I lift you up. Okay, now let's take that not only as physically opening the doors for others, but also in a metaphor or in a relational way of opening the doors for others. When you do that, it is powerful. Now, I like to golf, and I've been in various golf associations and leagues and clubs, and it's fascinating to me that there are some people who will not open the door for anybody else. And then there are others, like Barnabas, who are just opening the doors for others. And the difference, those who are opening the doors for others, they even become more encouragement. They become more critical and crucial, and people want to be around them because they understand that trait of opening the doors for others. Let's go back again to that slide. Point out people's good traits behind their backs and in front of them. You know what most people do? They talk negatively about others behind their backs. It's true. And many Christians do, and maybe you do too. And you feel you have good reason, and maybe you believe it's because you're being instructive for those in your life. But be those who, when someone's not in the room, be the one that stands up for them. And in front of them as well. You know what's two-faced is when someone talks negatively about them behind their back and then they talk flattery in front of them. That bifurcation, that split personality will not serve ministry well. And ultimately, if that is you in ministry, this will hurt your ministry. I'm going to go back to the slide one more time. Introductions and greetings are opportunities. You know, it says, let others praise you, not out of your own mouth, someone else, not of your own lips. You have a beautiful opportunity to be that person in introductions. So when you introduce someone, you say, hi, this is George. When George first met me, he encouraged me. He smiled at me, and he's still smiling today. George goes to my church. George, I want you to meet Sam. So notice that as opposed to something like, hi, this is George. He's a good guy. Now, that's better than, this is George, he's a bad guy. But you got the point. It's this positive introductions. ingredients. And when you meet someone, too, a lot of times, if there's something positive from your past relationship with them, is bring up, hey, George, how you doing? Hey, that was fun golfing with you last week. Those are opportunities to create an environment of encouragement. So not only become a recognizer of someone's positive traits, but include others, build a culture of recognition so that whoever you meet as a minister, people know this is a Barnabas that has walked in the room. The very guy who could lift up the Apostle Paul is in the room today, and that will change people's lives forever.